This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States intends to revoke the Houthi movement's terrorist designation in response to Yemen's humanitarian crisis, reversing one of the Trump administration's most criticized last-minute decisions. The move was confirmed by a State Department official a day after U.S. President Joe Biden declared a halt to U.S. support for the Saudi Arabia-led military campaign in Yemen, which is widely seen as a proxy conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Iran's foreign minister urged Washington to act fast to return to the nuclear accord, pointing out that legislation passed by Parliament forces the government to harden its nuclear stance if U.S. sanctions are not eased by February 21st. Mohammad Zarif also referred to elections in Iran in June. If a hardline president is elected, this could further jeopardize the deal. Access to loans on favorable terms will be crucial to Africa's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Saturday. The president, who is the outgoing chair of the African Union, told the Bloc Summit that even though the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have deployed significant financial resources for the coronavirus outbreak response, more needed to be done. Italy's League leader, Matteo Salvini, said the right-wing party would decide next week whether to back a government led by Mario Draghi, but that common ground had emerged in discussions on Saturday. Salvini was speaking to reporters after meeting with Draghi, the former European Central Bank chief. For more on these stories, we invite you to check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Myanmar, thousands of people took to the streets of Yangon on Saturday to denounce this week's coup and demand the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This despite a blockade on the internet by the junta. In an upwelling of anger in the country's largest city, protesters chanted, military dictator, fail, fail, democracy, win, win. And they held up banners which read against military dictatorship. Bystanders offered them food and water. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told China's top diplomat in a phone call on Friday that the United States will stand up for human rights and democratic values in Xinjiang, Tibet, and Hong Kong, the State Department said. Blinken also pressed China to condemn the military coup in Myanmar, and he reaffirmed that Washington will work with its allies to hold China accountable for efforts to threaten stability in the Indo-Pacific, including across the Taiwan Strait, the department said in a statement. The U.S. government has ended a controversial deal with Guatemala that sent asylum seekers processed at the U.S.-Mexico border to the Central American country to await hearings. That's what Guatemala's foreign ministry said in a statement. The ministry said it had been informed by U.S. officials of the cancellation of the program that was negotiated under the administration of former President Donald Trump. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to raise the refugee cap for the current fiscal year to 62,500, a sharp increase from the 15,000 set by former President Donald Trump. Two people familiar with this move told Reuters the allocations will create spots for 22,000 refugees from Africa, 6,000 from East Asia, 4,000 from Europe and Central Asia, 5,000 from Latin America and the Caribbean, and 13,000 from South Asia, the sources said. Another 12,500 unallocated spots will also be available. U.S. President Joe Biden says Donald Trump's erratic behavior should prevent him from receiving classified intelligence briefings, a courtesy that historically has been granted to outgoing presidents. Asked in an interview with CBS News what he feared if Trump continued to receive the briefings, Biden said he did not want to speculate out loud, but he made it clear he did not want Trump to continue to receive the briefings. For more on these and other stories that are making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.